Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the nature of God was recorded at our 2009 Raleigh-Durham Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Again, go back to this illustration that if God was judge and if He passed sentence on somebody and said, you have to die for your crime, and then He took off His robes and came around and said, I'll take your place. And if the judge died in your place, you know, the appropriate response would be that you should feel love and thanksgiving, but you would be dishonoring the one who died for you if you spent the rest of your life saying, well, you know what, I needed to suffer too. It was really my crime. I should be bearing this about. If you limped through life with a sense of unworthiness and guilt and shame and refusing to ever prosper, you would be doing the person who died for you an injustice. And yet this is basically what we've done. We still bear a sin consciousness. We still bear this sense of unworthiness, not understanding that Jesus has fully reconciled us unto God. And it says down here, are you still in 2 Corinthians chapter 5? Verse 19, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself. And here's the way that He did it. Not imputing their trespasses unto them. The word impute is an accounting term. It means to put on the books or record. God didn't even record our sins. And it was much more than Him just saying, well, let's turn the other way and act like they never did this. No, He recorded every sin, but instead of putting it on your account, He put it on the account of His Son. That'd be, you know, today an example that we have that is similar to this is a credit card. When you give a credit card, you aren't actually paying for the merchandise. What you're doing is giving them your information. That little magnetic strip on there has all of your information on there, and they impute that to you, and then they send that to the credit card company, and the credit card company sends you a bill, and you don't pay for it until you pay that credit card bill. Everybody understand that? And so you aren't really paying for it. It's just being imputed unto you when you give them that credit card. It's being put on your account. And if you don't believe that, then just don't pay the credit card bill and say, oh, I already paid for it when I gave them my credit card. No, you haven't paid for it. All you've done is say, impute this unto me. And they impute it to you, but then you have to pay that bill. What would happen if you went up to buy something and instead, as you were getting ready to give them your credit card, I gave them my credit card. And I said, put this on my bill. Impute it unto me. And if they imputed it unto me, and if I made that payment, then it shouldn't even show that you ever had a charge against your account. If they charged you a service charge and said, well, you're the one that got the merchandise, you ought to pay something. I guarantee you, you'd complain about that. You'd have something to say about it and say, no, sir, Andrew Womack came up and he gave him his credit card and he paid for this and I'm not going to pay for it again. I'm not even going to pay a token. I'm not going to pay a 10%. I'm not going to pay a service charge. He's already paid for it. Why would I have to pay for it? See, Jesus, all of our sins were imputed unto Him. When it says that God didn't impute our sins unto us, that's true. But where did they go? They went on His account. Every sin that you've ever done or ever will do, even the sins you haven't committed yet, have already been imputed unto Jesus. And He didn't suffer for them in principle only. He suffered exactly. You know, every one of us have done something. I'm a relatively moral person compared to most people. I've never gone out and done the things that a lot of people have done. And yet I guarantee you, I've done things that just make me feel like the scum of the earth. Feel like, God, how could I have done these things? God, I'm sorry. Every time that you've ever felt shame and that you've ever felt like just the filth of the world, everything that you have ever felt, Jesus felt that exactly the way that you felt, multiplied by billions and billions and billions of people on the earth. He felt every bit of that. All of it. He didn't just in a token take this. He felt every pain, every shame, all of the guilt, all of the sickness of the world that came in through sin entered into the physical body of the Lord Jesus. He bore all of your shame. Man, just think about people after they've been out on the night on the town and had sex with anybody and everybody. Homosexuality, murder, lust. Imagine the shame, the guilt, when they come to themselves, when they wake up in the morning with the hangover, when they're going through withdrawals, anything that has ever come as a result of sin. Jesus felt everything that any person in the entire universe has ever felt all at one time put into his physical body. Jesus paid that completely, not just in principle. And once you understand that, then it is not honoring God for you to still bear a sense of shame and guilt. For you to go around saying, well, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace, is not honoring God. That's just stupid. I'm not an old sinner saved by grace. I was an old sinner, but I got saved by grace. And now I have become the righteousness of God. And you know, probably sometime during this series, I'll go into more depth on this. But the way some people just, I can't understand this because you look in the mirror and you still see the effects of your sin. Some of you have scars from things you've done that cause sin. Some of you, you know, sin, alcoholism will affect the way that you look. Sin will affect the way that you look. Some of you got gray hairs that you earned every one of them. Amen. Some of you have got things that you can see in the mirror. And if you can't see it in the mirror, you can see it in your mind and in your emotions. You bear the scars of it. And you look on that outward person and you just can't think, how could God love me and treat me as if I've never sinned? The answer is that when you got born again, 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. That's not talking about your physical body. Your physical body isn't changed. Your soul, your mental, emotional part isn't changed. But in the spirit, you are a completely brand new person. And all of that sin and all of the effects of that sin has been wiped away. And you were given a brand new spirit that is now righteous and holy and pure. And according to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, the moment you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You were vacuum packed. So that after you get born again, this spirit that was created in righteousness and true holiness, Ephesians 4, 24, it was sealed. And once you sin as a Christian, sin may enter into your physical body. It might enter into your mind and your emotions and cause you problems. And so therefore, don't sin. And if you do sin, repent of it and turn away from it and get rid of it. But it never penetrates the seal around your spirit. Your spirit remains righteous and holy. And John chapter 4, verse 24 says, God is a spirit. And those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. God isn't looking on your outside and seeing the scars and the effects of sin the way you see it. He isn't looking at your soulish person and dealing with your thoughts and your sense of guilt and shame and all of these things. God is a spirit and He looks at you in the spirit, and in the spirit you are a brand new creature. You've been sealed and you're perfected and righteous and holy. And a holy God is completely justified in fellowshipping with you, because in the spirit you are as righteous and holy and pure as Jesus is. Man, that is one awesome statement. And if you're saying, but I don't feel that way, then you're in the flesh instead of in the spirit. You're still out here looking at the outer man and searching your mind and emotions. But in the spirit, you have got the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. You have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. That's not true in your little peanut brain, but it's true in your born again spirit. In the spirit, you're a completely brand new person, and holy God can fellowship with you. You're on the par of God. It says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as He is, speaking of Jesus, so are we in this world. It didn't say, so are we going to be in the sweet by and by when we all get to heaven. What a day that's going to be. So are we in this world. This is talking about that in your born again spirit, you are now as holy and righteous and pure as Jesus is, because He imputed all of your sin to Jesus. And Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice. He paid everything that there was to pay for sin. And now He's been resurrected, and you have the Spirit of His Son that's placed on the inside of you. I'm telling you, what I'm saying is so profound. The average Christian doesn't know this. If we knew this, and if we knew that God was pleased with us and that God had imputed all of our sin, there would be no more conscience of sin. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 2 says we should have no more conscience of sin. No more sin awareness. And yet with most people, how do you start your prayer? Oh, Father, we come before You so humbly. I know that we aren't worthy of anything. Oh, God, we fail. And you just mention all of your sins, hoping that if you'll mention them all, maybe God won't. You go in sin conscious. I heard Kenneth Copeland one time say that if you feel like the gnat on the back of an elephant when you approach God, you just feel so insignificant and so unworthy. Instead of talking about your smallness, talk about the bigness of the elephant. Instead of talking about how unworthy you are, talk about, God, how awesome You are to love somebody as unworthy as me. Focus on what God has done and not what you haven't done. And most of us, the Scripture says in 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 7, the latter part of that verse says, man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. Carnal human beings tend to always look on the external. This is the reason that religion makes you dress a certain way and you got to act a certain way. Jamie and I were talking, and we saw somebody on the television, and it was just amazing how they became religious when they started talking about the Lord and they changed their voice. And I tell you, I hate religion.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the nature of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Raleigh-Durham Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM236 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the second teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you.
It's difficult for me to share some of these truths because it's broken into little segments, and that's the reason we encourage you to get the materials that we're offering. But you know, even those materials, there is just so much. This is a revelation that I've got hundreds of hours sharing these truths. And really, the best way I have to share this with people is through our Charis Bible Colleges. We not only have the college here in Colorado Springs, but we have extension schools, I think 6 extension schools throughout the U.S., 4 outside of the U.S. But we also have correspondence that you can get DVDs and study. And so there's a lot more material available. I encourage you to call and join up with our Charis Bible College today.
Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net.